to the Red Dice Diaries. I thought I'd give this whole guerrilla podcasting thing a go. As you can probably hear, I'm on the not quite so quiet riverbank in Derby on my lunch break, and I thought I'd talk a little bit about my recent, I suppose, a slight sort of falling out of love with one-shot games. Now, don't get me wrong, I've played in some really cool one-shot games. I mean, the thing that first got me started in the Audio Dungeon Discord with all the other OSR people was Jason Hobbs' Cal Marta game, and that was really great fun, although I've not played in that for quite some time. Then, of course, there was Cody Mazza's Barrow Maze game, which I hope to get back into when and if he starts running that again. Really enjoyed playing Nessek, my dwarf, in that, and I got to play some Delving Deeper, which is pretty damn cool as well. Most recently, I've played in Dave Aldrich's The Black Hack game, where I played Drend, my sort of weird warrior type character. Again, had great fun with that. So this really isn't a reflection on anyone's game in particular, because all the one-shots I've played, I've really enjoyed. I think part of it's to do with the fact that recently I've started playing in I run a couple of campaigns. We just sort of temporarily wrapped up like the first season, I suppose you could say, of a Stars Without Number campaign, which was really cool, which ran bi-weekly. And now I'm playing in a very small, just like two players, Burning Wheel campaign run by Johannes Pavla, and with Dennis Back playing in it. And I'm really enjoying that. We're playing that weekly, and it's really given me a chance to really sort of invest in the character. I look forward to the games each week, you know, whenever they roll around, and I really can't wait to get back into it again. And I think that's something I've been missing in the one-shot games I'm playing. I mean, it's probably just a personal thing for me, but I just don't find myself as able to invest in the characters when you play a session not really knowing when you're going to play the next one, and because you were going to be with a random assortment of people, you don't get the same sort of feelings of camaraderie and of plots continuing. Everything has to be a little more self-contained. I suppose if you're going to use an analogy, you could say it's a bit like a sort of anthology style TV series, you know, where each episode's sort of separate and distinct, as opposed to series where the plot lines run on and continue and feed into future episodes, which has been my preference. I mean, my favourite science fiction series, Babylon 5, that for the first series was pretty self-contained, but then more and more it started feeding those plots into future elements, and I really love that, and I find myself more able to invest in characters if I know that those plots are going to pay off and there's going to be some sort of continuance. So that's pretty much my ramble for today. No real sort of point there, no sort of nothing to prove, no sort of great point or controversial topic, as I know seems to be the trend at the minute to make. Just sort of putting that out there, the fact that I'm not saying I'll never play a one-shot game again. I most certainly will, and I'll probably enjoy it. But I'm finding myself circling back around more to my love of the original campaign game. So if you've got any thoughts on this, you want to tell me that I'm talking absolute rubbish, or maybe you love the campaign games yourself, or you just want to have a bit of a chat, you can leave me a message by email, reddicediaries@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail on the Anchor app. And don't forget, if you don't like that minute time limit that Anchor gives you, you can always record it as an MP3, attach it to an email and send it to me, reddicediaries@gmail.com. Thanks very much for everyone who sent messages in. I'll be doing a bonus episode shortly with all of those in. I really do enjoy listening to those and answering those. So thank you to anyone who sent those in and to anyone who's listening out there. Until I see you next time, take care. And whatever game you're playing, have fun.